How much
is it?
I don't know.
All right.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Short Spanner Podcast. My name is Titi Sule, and I am here with
Abim Bola, aka Omowumi Akitolayo.
So Abim Bola is a workforce development manager,
yes,
as well as founder of Leaders Lane.
Yes, yes, yes.
All
and
right.
Titi is an able author. You can follow her on Short Spanner on Instagram. She's fabulous.
Yeah, thank you. So today we're going to be talking about personal time management.
Mm-hmm.
How do you manage your time at home?
Yeah.
We talked about how you manage your time at work last week.
Yep.
Well, last time we talked, and today we'll be talking about how you manage your time at home.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about yourself, like more personal, like, mm-hmm, you know, family and what you like to do for fun.
So I have a family of a 6-year-old, a 3-year-old, highly energetic boy and the highly energetic baby, Nifemi, that is, she just turned 1 in February. My husband and I, we've been married for 10 years.
High five.
I know. We moved to North Carolina about 2 years ago, and we've been loving it ever since. Life is hectic, of course, you know. We both work. You know, we have the kids, drop them at school, you know, they have activities. We have to cook meals and the different activities. Everybody knows how the life runs. So we're just a typical family trying to manage our time and have fun at the same time. You know?
It's the same, very similar story, right? So I've been married 8 years now.
Woohoo! Up top. That's
I have
awesome.
Two boys. Mm-hmm. One is 5-year-olds, about to be 5-year-old. The other one is about to be 2-year-old. And same thing, we both work full time and just trying to live and have fun.
Yeah.
So between work and home and personal hobbies,
because
I like to write,
yeah,
and I like to dance, and
yes,
I like to exercise.
And you like to
travel.
And she likes to, she's a serial entrepreneur, y'all. She likes to create and come up with ideas and lead people and grow people. So
combining all of those things,
yep,
can be challenging, right? We want to believe we can do it all.
Yes.
So I'd like us to just share a little bit about how we manage our time. How do you keep it together?
Because
you do a great job looking like you look like you have it together.
Oh,
right?
Don't
like,
let it fool you. You know, I have it together most of the time, but sometimes, you know, we struggle. Well, of course, that's why we're sharing this type of tips. You know,
right,
it's good for us to learn from each other. What works for you? You know, how can I learn from that? Because some people are very good at personal time management.
Mm-hmm.
While someone like me, it's a daily struggle. I'm very good at work time management and food time management, but personal time management, you know, like we were discussing earlier, I just flex to whatever the household needs.
Okay.
And then I try to take care of me later. But sometimes I need to do it. We need to do a better job about, you know, taking.
There's always room for improvement.
Absolutely.
That's what you're saying.
So, Titi, in our pre-discussion, you had some very good tips about personal time management that I would like you to share with our audience. So tell us.
Yeah. So, I struggle as well. It's
mm-hmm.
not like I have everything down to the T and I'm like perfect at time management but I force myself to standardize my homework, just like
yeah.
I force myself to standardize my job work.
Yeah.
And that is, you know, things like your food menu, like
yeah.
what are you gonna cook each week?
That's a good standardization method. So
your workout schedule.
Good.
Grocery list.
That's good.
When you pay your bills. Like
absolutely.
All of those things, sometimes if you have to wait until the moment to do them,
mm-hmm.
it takes a lot of brain power. So I try to offload things that I don't care about
yeah.
that takes a lot of brain power.
Yep, yep.
And so I can focus my brain power on things that I do care about, like
mm-hmm.
doing activities with my kids.
Yeah. So essentially what you're saying is you standardize you know, those things that you know they're going to happen anyway, like yes, bills, exactly. Food.
It happens every week.
Yes, it happens every week when right. you shop. Right. And that's why, guys, we all have our personal rhythm, our household that's rhythm. True. So you need to know what your household rhythm is and then use that to standardize. So I love that tip, I know our people are going to love that. Okay.
The second one that I highlighted here that works for me is, and you started that topic around knowing your house rhythm, because mm-hmm. sometimes what works for one person in their household doesn't work for the other person.
Yes.
So you have to kind of gauge, you know, when you can find time in your house to focus on your own personal goals.
Yes.
So if you want to exercise, which mm-hmm. is one that I think everybody can relate to, because we all want to look hot. Right?
Yes.
So that's one that everybody can relate to, is, mm-hmm. you know, this desire to eat healthy and mm-hmm. exercise.
And looking slay.
And it's a struggle. Slay.
Yes.
It's a struggle because it's one of those things that can fall down to the bottom of your list after you've, like, taken care of kids and come mm-hmm. back from your job.
Absolutely.
And your spouse is there. Absolutely. You have to cook. All of these things that you have to do.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man, I don't want to exercise. I'm tired.
Yeah.
And so it's important for you to figure out when you're going to focus on those personal goals that are very important to you.
Yeah.
So for me, what works for me is I go to the gym in the morning. That's what works best for me. I wake up before everybody wakes up in the house.
Just to get it done.
I'm talking 5 a.m.
Oh my goodness, Titi. That is going to be a challenge for me.
Yeah.
Like those of us that like to sleep in like I do, you know, that's a challenge. But again, that's what works for you. You're able to wake up in the morning, knock out those personal things you want to do.
Exactly.
Mine is at night.
Okay.
When everybody has gone to bed, that's when I get my notebook and do my personal planning and maybe do some work on my personal hustle. The downside to that, guys, is that I tend to sleep off.
Because I'm tired. You're like carrying a notebook and you're like, oh man, this I must finish this book today.
Yeah, I must finish it. I'm trying to read a book and I'm nodding off. And I wake up and actually purposefully flip the page to say, you know what, I will conquer you this book today. You know, but
like yesterday, right? I was gonna call you.
I know. Oh my god, we both slept off.
I know, we slept. I came home and, you know, Zoltan's like playing with me and, mm-hmm. you know, I'm playing with him. And then I wake up and it's like 9:30 and we're both passed out on the couch.
And I just slept.
Where did
up.
The time go?
Exactly. My husband had a late dinner with co-workers. Yeah. And by the time he came home, I was like a zombie.
I know, it's so hard.
It is hard.
But we have to push ourselves to be better. There's always room for self-improvement. So don't be too hard on yourself.
Don't.
Because I find people like, they blame themselves and they're like, man, you know, I didn't exercise. I'll never be able to do it. Mm-mm. It's impossible.
No.
Don't be too hard on yourself.
Yes.
You know, forgive yourself.
Yes.
It's like trying to do everything is very hard.
It's,
so some days are good. Some days are not that great. Right. Mm-hmm. So continue to stay inspired to want to improve yourself.
Yeah.
And continue to stay inspired to be better.
You know, that's it. So bottom line is essentially have a plan.
Yeah.
Know your house rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Make a list.
Standardize
what you can. Yeah. And then outsource what you can.
Oh my goodness, how did I forget that? Oh, that is so major.
Outsource. Women, I'm talking to you.
Yes.
Men, I'm talking to you. Outsource what you can, because sometimes we have this thing in our heads like we have to do it all, we have to keep a perfect home, and
you can't do it all.
No, so outsource what you can, and that is okay. Okay.
Yeah, because they're just things that you don't, you, like if you think about, you have 24 hours in the day, right? So
yes.
let's talk about the day. You have 24 hours in the day. By the time you wake up in the morning, get the kids ready, get to the office, come back from work,
mm-hmm.
if you're gonna make dinner,
mm-hmm.
like where there's no time. Before you know, it's like 9 p.m. right?
That's
so
correct.
Your house still has to be cleaned.
Absolutely.
The lawn still has to be mowed.
That's right. Laundry has to be
laundry,
done.
Yes. Like
food has to be made.
Exactly.
Shopping has to be done.
So it's just overwhelming to try to do everything yourself.
We
and
should
I say
talk,
yeah. Go ahead.
We should talk about some apps that will help us outsource some of this.
Next topic.
That's right.
But yeah, it's, you know, I've found it very helpful to be able to outsource a number of things in my house. Yeah. Like things that we don't care about, like cleaning. We outsource cleaning.
That's right.
We outsource lawn care.
Yes.
Because we don't like.
Absolutely.
Those are things that we just don't care about
yes.
doing.
To that, take our time.
That takes yeah. our time. Yeah. And so we can focus on other things that matter.
That matter. Like family, spending
yes.
time with your family.
Having fun.
Having fun, cooking with them, you
right.
know. And another way to make, you know, cooking less daunting is get everybody involved, you
mm-hmm.
know. That helps, you know, then you don't feel like, oh, I'm spending my entire life in the kitchen or I'm spending too much there. That's a way to improve your personal time by getting everybody involved.
Yeah. All right. So I think we've covered a good number of tips
yes.
about time management at home.
Yes,
so
yes.
with that, we're going to wrap up.
Wrap up.
Thank you guys
Thank
for
you.
Listening.
See ya.
So till next time. Bye.
Toodles.